Welcome back, everybody. This episode for The Writing Room, we're going to take another break to talk a little bit about story structure and, of course, the dramatic question as well as a few elements of drama. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everybody. It's another beautiful day. Today, we're going to be talking about story structure again. But anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. Now, story structure, the purpose is to maximize narrative momentum and emotional resonance. Narrative momentum is that momentum that you keep in your story when a person sits down and watches it. You know, if you keep that narrative momentum up, that audience member is going to sit there and continually keep watching whatever plays out in the story. Keeping up that momentum is keeping that story strong and healthy. Now, the audience is compelled to watch with narrative momentum and emotional resonance. That's what people really look for when they come to watch a film. And both of these make the structure amazing. Now, what is the exact definition of structure when we talk about story structure? Structure is choosing what the audience knows when they know it in order to maximize dramatic momentum and emotional resonance. What I mean by this is you have all the pieces in your story, but there is always a different way to arrange them. And depending on how you arrange them, it affects the story dramatically on many levels. Let's take The Usual Suspect, for example. If you made that whole film play out as chronologically as possible, then you do have a story. But if arranged the way it is, where certain events are taken from certain times and placed somewhere else, you not only increase the momentum, but you dramatically increase the emotional resonance that the audience gets when they find out the truth behind Kaiser Soze. Now, this is very important to consider when writing your story, because sometimes if you look at your story and other ways you can arrange it, you might have a better story at the end of the day. Now, when it comes to dramatic question is a question asked in the form of a dramatic conflict that the audience anticipates a resolution to. The more plot that's focused on your dramatic question, the easier your dramatic momentum is going to be. Now, if you look at it, your standard typical commercial film, a commercial film will almost always need a plot-focused dramatic question. Now, remember, when the dramatic question is over, so is the movie. The dramatic question is, what is going on? You know, will Poe ever succeed in becoming the Dragon Warrior? Will Spider-Man become a good superhero? Will John Wick avenge his dog? Will the Big Lebowski get his carpet back? You know, it can be all kinds of things. The dramatic question is what makes up your story. And if the dramatic question is answered, that means your story is completely over. It's done. Continuous conflict towards your dramatic question makes you want to stay and understand what's happening. That's what the audience sees, in essence, when they look at a movie. They stay there for the answering of the dramatic question. So you make it important so the audience can't even get... If you make it so important that the audience can't even get up to pee during the movie, then you're doing it right. Now, let's talk about the three elements of drama. There are three elements when it comes to drama. Someone wants something. Number two, they are having trouble getting it. And number three, something will happen if they fail. This can also be translated to your objectives, your obstacles, and your stakes. Someone wants something, they're having trouble getting it, and something will happen if they fail. This is also an excellent way to write out your story in a single sentence. Now, let's take Evil Dead 2, directed by Sam Raimi, for an example. In Evil Dead 2, someone wants something. Ash wants to live. They're having trouble getting it because Ash is continuously being attacked by demons. He's being attacked. And what's going to happen if he fails? He'll die. And he obviously does not want that. So Ash Williams wants to live, but is being attacked by demons. And if he doesn't figure out how to stop them, he's going to die. Your obstacles, objectives, and your stakes. These also really make up the essence of your dramatic question at the same time. So focusing on these will dramatically help your story structure. It maintains your narrative momentum and your emotional resonance. And it's always just something to keep in mind, too. Always think about when you're writing your script, how to connect deeper with your audience, how to get them more invested in the story you're telling so that, by the time they get to the ending, you know, they're just sitting there not even realizing they're watching a movie because they're so emotionally invested. That's really the goal. That's what good writers try to do for their audience. For commercial films, narrative films, documentaries, all kinds of films. It's this part that makes your script just a little more successful when you focus more on it. It's not something necessary, but it helps nonetheless. Now, next time, we'll be exploring a bit more into the ordinary world, the inciting incident, your debate, and your act one. All of these are completely parts of your act one. And all of these make up the first 25% of your film. So we'll be talking about that next time, what they specifically mean, what they demand. But for now, that's about it. I apologize for the short episode, but we'll be back in a jiff. Thank you for listening. This is Hector in the writing room.